Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nathaniel Hunt with the Church of Christ Alive. The message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in on how to get information on getting copies of the messages that the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. So, glory be to God. Thank God for all you listening here in the United States. Those you listening in Uganda, welcome. Welcome to those you in Ireland and Canada, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, and every country that I have not named. I want to welcome you to Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. Today here in the United States here where we at, it is Saturday. It may be Sunday morning or Sunday evening in other parts of the world, wherever you may be. But wherever you are, I want to welcome you to listening to the broadcast. Today being Saturday is the Full Gospel Message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for my brother to come on, we thank God once again for this blessed day and opportunity he has given us in Jesus' name to present the gospel, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, the word of God to you. Amen. And it's truly indeed a blessing. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I have to praise my Lord today. Thank the Lord for Jesus Christ, for what he did, what he's provided. Thank God in the name of Jesus, of the restoration of the church. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. For the restoration of even personal things in your lives. Those of you that's listening, I am grateful that the Lord watches over his word to perform it. Amen. And he said that his word will not return unto him void. So people understand this. That just charged my spirit just to have that word right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. To those of you right now who have been feeling down, perhaps you have been going through some things. Perhaps things been coming at you real hard. People been coming at you real hard. But I'm here to tell you that if you are operating in the way that God have you to, then guess who got your back? His name is Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ got your back. He will not leave you nor forsake you. I know it feels like it and it seems like he has, but he hasn't. And therefore, I am grateful that he is a keeper of his word. People understand. If nobody else kept that word, he definitely would do. Okay, he's a keeper of his word. Amen. Glory to God. So this is another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Amen. Another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. That's what the word of God tells us, to rejoice. And, you know, some people say, well, I don't have nothing to rejoice about. Well, the way I answer that is apparently you're not thinking, okay, because there is always something that we can rejoice in the Lord about, okay, something that he had done, something that you believe he's operating on now, or things that he's going to bring forth in the future, okay, amen. So, you know, and trust me, I was once like that too. Now, I was thinking like, what I got to thank him for, you know, for what? But there's always something that we can rejoice and thank the Lord for. Amen. Hallelujah. Give him glory, people, and give him honor. Give him praise. Magnify him this day. Lift up your God. Lift up your voice and praise him. Don't let the enemy have you down and have your mouth closed. Amen. Praise your God. He is your Lord and he is your God. Now, if you say that he is the head of your life, then why not give him glory? Amen. He's working the thing out, people. He's working it. I know it don't seem like it. I know it's like you don't see nothing. I understand it. Amen. I do. Promise you, I do. But the word of God, hallelujah, he said that he watches over his word to perform it. Now, some of you know you had got a promise from God. You got a prophetic word with a promise. It lines up with the word of God. Amen. And so we got to keep in mind that he said his word will not return to him void. Amen. It's not going to come back shortchanged, emptied, void, not going to be doing something. It's going to accomplish the thing. Amen. Hallelujah. So praise be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for another blessed day. And once again, all glory and honor and praise goes to our Savior. He is our Savior. He is our God. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Get ready, people. Get ready, get ready, get ready. The time is now to get ready. Get ready in the spirit. Consecrate yourself more. Get into the word more. Pray more. That your spirit may be open to hear the words of the Lord. Amen. You know there's some things that God wants to direct you in right now. He wants to give the direction right now. But, you know, many times we find ourselves, quote, too busy. Yeah, we wrapped up in other things than to take the time to spend the time with him in here. I found that out from the Lord some years ago. Because sometimes I thought, like, you know, every time we pray, you just wait off. But there's some things I found out that if you wait, especially on that particular day, not days later, but sometimes on that particular day, the Lord speaks an answer then. Okay? Now, remember, our whole Christian walk is motivated by faith. So when we pray, we don't know exactly what we pray for is going to manifest. This is where faith comes in at. Because if you had perfect knowledge, if you knew the exact day and hour that what you asked for was going to come to pass, well, then you wouldn't have to show faith, now would you? No, you wouldn't have to show it. So faith is not having perfect knowledge. It's just trusting and believing God that he will provide, that he will bless what you made the request on, okay? You don't know what day it'll manifest, but you know it's going to manifest. And get this. You know that it's going to manifest on time. Now, I'm going to pass my sister on here. God bless you, sister.
God bless.
Amen. Good to hear from you. God bless you and thank God for you.
God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for another blessed day, sister.
Amen.
The Lord truly has been blessing his people this day. And now he is calling for his people for more consecration time unto him, because we
Amen.
Need to get ready to hear from our God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There are some challenging times ahead. Okay.
Amen.
And we need to be in that place where we will get this direct word from the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And
Amen.
I pray that many Christians will open their eyes and their ears will be open. Because, sister, one of the things that I noticed in this day and time is a very dangerous teaching is to say that any day we're going to be gone. And that,
mm-hmm.
that thing has, yeah. a lot of Christians have accepted, and they don't think that, some of them don't think they need to have any kind of relationship like with Christ. They don't think they need to spend time because to them,
mm-hmm.
I'm a Christian. I'm okay. I'm
mm-hmm.
good. And any day I'm going to be gone. So
mm-hmm.
we're going to patch on our brother here. God bless you, brother.
Much shalom. Shalom, Amishka.
God bless.
Yes. The blessing of the Most High be with you today.
Amen.
And may the Lord Jesus expand us more and more in the grace
Amen.
That he provided through his death on the cross. So, hello, everybody. And everyone,
hello,
everywhere,
Amen.
In every place. This is a time, great time to be alive, wonderful time, marvelous time.
Amen.
Greatest is yet, the greatest work, the greatest manifestation of light and truth and power is to be revealed. And we're living in the marvelous right time that Christ has ordained for us to live. So rejoice.
Amen.
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 Glad.
Amen.
God has chosen us to be alive in this last day.
Amen.
That's an unimaginable, marvelous thing
Amen.
That he has chosen. He's picked us out to be born and to live a life and to represent him in his last generation. And he picked us out, and we were born in the day that Zion is to come forth and reveal and fill the earth.
Amen.
And that glorious, most glorious works of Christ will come in this generation prior to his coming. So let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad that he has chosen us in this generation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
In the name of the Lord. Yeah, we know the Lord soon comes, and we know this world and its vanity, wickedness will soon pass away and be done away mm-hmm. with. Christ will come and rule for 1,000 years. Now,
Amen.
Let us look up and rejoice that we'll be mm-hmm. part of the glory of God, the kingdom of God,
yep.
and bringing Satan's kingdom down and
Amen.
Open the eyes of the blind and the bound go free, and that the whole world will see the mighty hand of Jesus Christ manifest. So
Amen.
Let's be glad. Let's choose
Amen.
To be glad with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's choose to rejoice. Let's
Amen.
Choose in the victory promise. Let's look
Amen.
At the plan of God, not at the plan of the world, because it's coming down and confused and trouble. Let's look beyond
yes.
that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful mm-hmm. Jesus. Okay. You were finishing, brother? You were saying, finishing something?
Well, I just thank God for this blessed day and just telling the people, get prepared. We need a greater consecration unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The challenges that lie ahead. And we need to be at the place where we can get a rhema word from the Lord during this time. And we have to have that word in us. So I'm just encouraging believers all over to give more time, spend more time with the Lord. And waiting, you know, brother, you know, many times we put our prayer requests before God, and when we get finished, we get up and walk away. But sometimes after we get a prayer request, you know, the Lord just wants us to sit there, you know,
mm-hmm.
just sit there.
Mm-hmm.
And I found
Amen.
Some years ago that when I just sit there, there's times that the Lord has spoke a word in my spirit then. I believe
mm-hmm.
that there's sometimes where the Lord wants to say something now. But we're so big in a hurry,
mm-hmm.
by the time we put our prayer request, we jump up off the floor, we gone. Okay, we get up off our knees,
yeah.
we gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Amen.
So the other thing in patience is after, you know, and I'm going to say to those who are listening, after, you know, you pray, you give your prayer request, sit there.
Mm-hmm.
Sit there. You sit there and wait on the Lord. And you'll
yeah.
find sometimes he
Absolutely.
Will speak a direct word in your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Quite
Amen.
True. Amen.
You know, normally in human communication, we're talking to people individually. It's a two-way street, or you're talking to a group of people, setting of people. But in the individual conversation that you have with people, especially those you love, you wait for them to respond. And
yes.
I think that we understand that prayer is not just you saying the things and speaking a lot of things and making requests or petitions or declaring
mm-hmm.
things. It is about him on the other line.
Amen.
That you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
He
Amen.
Has something
Amen.
To say.
Amen.
You know, we can consider prayer is not in so much as communication or talking, but it's actually talking
mm-hmm.
to God.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we make it sort of in a religious way, but it's actually
mm-hmm.
just communicating with God, talking
Amen.
With him
Amen.
From the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
after we get to talking sometimes, we fail to wait,
mm-hmm.
wait.
Amen.
Wait.
Amen.
We live in a busy world.
So
and
true.
We live in so busy, involved with so many things, we do not have time to wait upon God to see
mm-hmm.
what he would say. You know, that's the thing about communication, not waiting to see, waiting for an answer, waiting for a word from the most important person in your life.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The most important conversation you're having is with him. And, you know, we don't respect him enough, myself included, to just wait to sit down and say, Lord, let me stop being so disrespectful. Let me see what you have to say.
Amen.
Give the most important person, who is the wisest person, the most powerful person, the Lord of your creation and redemption, give him a few minutes at least to see if he have anything to say. Does he have anything important to say? You know, we look at the TV and the president, the queen, and the ambassador are talking, and the secretary of this, and they're giving out important words, and we just sit there, okay, let's see what he got to say. And see what's going on here. And here is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're talking to our Father about redemption. And, you know, we have been slumping him. And what does he have to say? If God does not have anything to say, I guess why are you talking to him if he doesn't have anything to say? You know, we act like he's not God that can speak or answer, because we talk a lot, but give him a chance to get into conversation.
Amen.
I think that's good. Yes.
Amen.
And I just, he has many things to give to us as his children day to day, but we miss it a lot of times, don't we? So we don't take time to get ourselves, just to hear a word. One word can solve your whole problem. Solve your dilemma. Take my dilemma.
Amen.
One word.
Amen.
Just one word. When I was struggling and going through that battle with the enemy long years ago, and three days, three nights wrestling with death and struggling day and night, and finally at morning, just before the break of day, I'm laying there, I turn over, and I think about that one word he says, live. And when he spoke those words, the devil, he just, boom, we left. Conversation was too hard for him. I turn over the bed, and I saw the figure of a man, tall, bright, standing my bedside. And my thought came, I said, and said, Gabriel? I said, myself, I know Gabriel wouldn't be bigger than me. He got more important things to do that. He got more important people to visit with me. I know, no. But he stood tall, and I saw from his waist up as I lay in the bed, I didn't look all the way up, but he spoke his word, you should not die but live. Declare the glory of God. And just that one word, brother, can make the difference in your destiny, in your life forever. That one word, a relief and deliverance. One word.
Amen.
One word. Change the tide of a nation. Turn in a country. Commanded life. One word from him.
Yeah.
One
Amen.
Word. Now.
One word.
Amen.
Hello, dear ones. Is that sister, you two sisters on? Two
sisters. Amen.
Amen.
Glad to hear your voice.
Bless.
It's glad. We should be glad about our family members when families get together. And the family of God is most precious in the earth.
Amen.
I know we like to use those words like church or all that kind of stuff, but I'd rather call us the family of God in Christ.
Amen.
You know, that's more intimate. Like, we are his family. We're his children. We're the sons and daughters. We are fitly joined together. We are the body of the living Christ. Now, I was just looking at something here. In the word of the Lord, by the angel of the Lord. The majority of people do not believe that God sent angels in this latter day, and that angels speak to people and Christ speaks to people. A lot of people that come to the point of unbelief, they don't believe that. Oh, well, you know, that's That's like 2,000, 5,000 years ago. I know God did that, but he don't do that anymore. Since God doesn't, when Jesus doesn't speak and he can't talk, do you know we kind of feel like that God can't talk, but we can talk. Men can talk. The devil can talk. I mean, everybody can basically talk. Even animals talk to one another and say, Bob, you know, and birds can tweet. It seems like they don't think that the living God that can talk, can Jesus can talk. Because, you know,
My Lord.
Communicate. God made us to talk and communicate in many ways.
Amen.
And we think that he doesn't talk or can't talk. It seems the way that we think that way so much. We treat him that way. Well, God can't talk. He doesn't talk. I know it because we're too busy talking. And so we're too busy with other things, our minds. So we don't give him a chance to clear our mind and heart just to say a word. And you know, it's just good to wake up in the morning and say, good morning, Jesus.
Amen.
It's just good to say, good morning, the moon day. Hello, Jesus. Welcome in my house.
Amen.
Well, everybody else in our house, we'll say, welcome. Come in, Jesus. Come into my house.
Amen.
Sit down. Sit down, Lord Jesus. And let me sit at your feet and be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Thanks.
I was looking at the angel messenger, the Elias, and he brought a word to Brother Drave, and he brought a word, and I was looking at something. As I opened it a few minutes ago, I found this is one of his words that he brought and from the heavenly courts to all that want to partake of it. His messenger brought this word, message 48. During that time prior, right after World War II, just before World War II, the America was hanging in the balance. It looked like possibly the Nazis and the whoever, Japan, and the fascists was maybe going to win the war. And America was in peril and the world was in peril. But the Lord had an answer for Mr. Hitler, for Japan, and for Itabini, that called Italy ruler, Italian ruler. And Benito, Benito or something. But anyway, the Lord had the word for America to be delivered. Now,
amen.
The angel messenger, after that, a few years prior, and after that, he gave a word in 48th chapter of the messenger or the message, message 48, verse 12. I have chosen ye my servants this day, and my eyes shall be open towards you. God's eyes gonna be open towards you. Now look, we can look up and say, God's eyes is open toward me.
Amen.
I am enough important and valuable to the living God that he would out of the billions of people in the earth, his eyes is open to me.
Amen.
Wow.
That's right. Amen.
And he said, the angel gave this word. The Lord God spoke and said, mine eyes shall be open to you. And I will hear your prayers. Before my children, I will hearken in all that you call for unto me. And I will make known to all the earth that I am God. And there is none other, saith the Lord. Talking about the God, about Father of Redemption, the Lord Jesus. I am the messenger sent from the Lord God. And that's talking about Jesus. And I come to do, the messenger said that he comes to do his will. And the angel says, my name is John. the resurrected God. I am the forerunner of Christ.
Amen.
I shall prepare the way.
Amen.
I shall bring the words that a people may know the Lord has spoken. His former signet shall be upon one today, and he will call that desire to come, that the house of God, the temple of the Lord, may be built, for it shall be done.
Amen.
I don't care how many people don't fail and fail, but it's going to be done.
Amen.
The temple will be built. It shall be done.
Amen.
And I don't care how many failures of men. I don't call a men's failing. It's Jesus said, this temple is going to be built, and it shall be done.
It shall be done.
Now, no matter how many times Satan hinder and pervert and try to stop it, it's going to be complete. Uh-huh. It's going to take place. It shall be done.
Amen.
Now, the angel continues speaking. In verse 13, the temple of the Lord may be built, for it shall be done. Therefore, let your heart be perfect with the Lord your God.
Amen.
Walking in his statutes.
Amen.
Keeping his commandments, which he speaks at this day.
Amen.
So, verse 14, the angel continues speaking. The evil one shall not destroy the elect.
Amen.
That sounds like pretty good there. The evil one, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Can we say hallelujah for that?
Hallelujah.
Can we
hallelujah.
Say hallelujah for that? The thank evil you, one Jesus. Shall not destroy the elect.
Amen.
The evil one shall not destroy the elect.
Amen.
But he be very humble.
Amen.
Be not led into despair.
Amen.
Be not led into despair. Look at all around you, and the things that come against you is, in the world, you can easily be led into despair.
Yeah.
But
amen.
People, be not led into despair. The Lord will manifest himself in marvelous ways. The wicked destroy themselves.
Amen.
And the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
Yes. Verse 13, the angel continues speaking his words. Be ye comforted, one and all.
Amen.
Let not your hearts be troubled.
Amen.
The Lord is mindful, and he knows the desire of each heart. He will bless you and call that you may have great joy, all that obey his will in him is salvation.
Amen.
Verse 16, I'll read part of this. Again, he says, he hears the prayers of his children and will answer to their gladness.
Amen.
Therefore, I come that the plan of God shall be complete, and the words of the prophets of old have spoken to this day may all be fulfilled.
Amen.
To my coming, I speak the words and will of the Lord, and I shall direct in the work. The sickly one shall rise up and disperse confusion. Now, all this confusion that's happening in this world and in all the other works, in all the parts of the world, trouble, the signal one shall rise up and disperse confusion and cause to be brought together, and listen to this part, the angel continues, and cause to be brought together many that will obey the will of the Lord, and that a people will be raised up.
Amen.
To build the temple of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, look at verse 17, when the angel continues, speak the words from on high. Worry not. He goes over here, verse 17, be not led into despair. Then he says, verse 17, worry not.
Amen.
worry not.
Can Amen.
We say that's the invitation and command from the Lord? Worry not.
Amen.
Can we say that? Worry not.
Amen.
The Lord is commanding us to hear and what? He said, worry not.
Amen.
Don't worry about
worry.
Don't worry about the things which you have no control.
Amen.
Yeah.
But tell the truth in humility.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not what men may say of you.
Mm-hmm.
Fear not what men may say of you.
Amen.
Fear not what men may say of you. Be very humble. And the Lord will reveal to all them that seek him. The Lord will reveal to all them that seek him.
Amen.
In faith.
Amen.
In faith.
Amen.
And will heed his will.
Amen.
Those that do evil and disobey, those that hear not will destroy themselves.
Amen.
Now, the other one, I don't know how I got to this one, but I'm going to have, it's truth too, so I might as well go and read it too. And you, you know, the Lord will turn and bless his little ones.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The color and the Indian.
Amen. Amen.
For many shall come forth.
Amen. Amen.
See me, white, even as the whiteness of saints. Now, he's talking about the whiteness of saints. Now, that's just the whiteness of saints. For they shall be made pure. He's talking about pureness and righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
For many shall be made pure, as the Lord has promised to make clean a people.
Mm-hmm.
And all
must
be made clean, pure, holy in his sight.
Amen. Amen.
Now, this is the key thing. All must be made clean, pure, holy in his sight.
Yeah. Amen.
Then verse 20 says, the earth will tremble and men's hearts would fear because of the many changes that would take place. The saints, the saints, the saints shall be tried and made pure.
Amen.
Wow. Those are the words that John the Elias brought to earth and give to God's people into the world and to Israel. And I thought they were fitting for this moment. And they're very, these are the words from our Lord. And we're grateful to hear those words, that telegram from heaven, and that telegram from heaven coming in our day as a living witness that God is God and Jesus is still alive.
Yes, he is.
Ah, wonderful.
Amen.
Okay, now the women of God, we recognize the sisters, the women, the missionaries, the wives, the husbands, ambassadors, the women of God, the handmaidens of the Lord, whether you're on a mission, they're called a missionary. Every work you do, you do for the Lord, you do it as a servant, and you're on a mission. You don't have to be ordained with no priestly offer to be on a mission or be a service or a disciple of the Lord. Three things people fail to realize. The word servant means to serve and be a servant. And disciple is the learning of the works of the Lord. And you also on a mission. And everybody has a mission that's in the body of Christ. And you don't have nobody to ordain you to an office to serve in the army of the Lord. Amen. But anyway, that's another story. We all are called to service and called to be servants of the Lord. And we also are called to be sons and daughters. And then he called us to another place. Ye are my friends if you do what I say. So he doesn't stop promoting us. You see, the Lord constantly promoting us in the army. And so thank God, whatever he's commanding you to do is great. Now, what I do and what the next person is called to do, if they are faithful, it's great. If the other person is called to service to do this, whatever the Lord calls you, how small and it's difficult because you maybe look very insignificant in the eyes of men, but whatever he called and assigned you, it's great. It's great in his eyes.
Amen.
And when you do
Amen.
It, you reap many blessings because whatever little or small, he will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant.
Amen, amen.
So if he called you to wipe the windows off and you do it good, he said, thou good and wicked. If he called you to take the garbage out and you do it consistent and obedient, he said, well done, thou good and faithful. So it makes no how small, insignificant it is in the eyes of men. It's big in the eyes of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right.
Thanks.
I guess I'll use my time up. And you know I'll use my time up. Because anybody be slow up in speaking, I just, and you should waste no time here. All right, dear sisters. Who's the first in line? They're going to, I want to say this to the world. Because we don't talk enough to the people across the world. We mostly focus here basically about America, but the women and the wives and the ambassadors and the helpers are the people across the world, and especially in the Far East and the Middle East and in the African nations. We don't speak enough to those great women and missionaries and wives and husbands. They're carrying on under great difficulty. We don't speak to Ukraine women and mothers who are losing their sons, who are crying out in battle. We don't often speak to them we need to consistently remember around the world and focus our eyes on the missions and the concern about the cry and the sorrows upon the mothers and the women and men that's going through great difficulty around the world. And focus our attention a lot where Jesus said, my eyes are open, and he hears the cry.
Amen.
So let's keep in mind for that when we speak, our mission is not just to in America, and God is not just concerned about America. And,
Amen.
We think because we are the mighty great nation that God is only concerned about this nation. But ahead just think about the women in Jerusalem and Syria and Ethiopia and Jordan. They're going through hell on high water and many things. And we are blessed. Can we say we are truly blessed? Can we say we are blessed in Christ? We are truly, truly blessed. What the song says, we are blessed, we are blessed, we are blessed, we are blessed. I mean, when you say that, you release something. We are blessed. The Lord said, call us blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. We are blessed. If you want to say that, we are blessed truly from the heart.
We are blessed.
Jesus, call us blessed. We are blessed. In him, we are blessed. 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 Because of him, we are blessed. We're blessed today. Because he said live, we're blessed. We're blessed. We have our right mind. We have the ability to speak to the world. We are truly blessed. Truly blessed, wonderfully blessed, marvelously blessed. And I look for the great and marvelous things yet ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for your family today. So, Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. I give you our I honor you, my family, my loved ones. I thank you. I praise you. You have preserved them. You have kept them. You watched over my loved ones. I am blessed today to say thank you for not giving me grief, but giving me joy. I am blessed. I give you glory. I give you praise. We're still on this broadcast. The five of us continue on. We are blessed, and I'm thankful. I thank you for Brother Nate carrying on.
Yeah.
Brother Nate Tunyon, the faithful man of God, is carrying on and speaking and declaring on the great difficulty he moved for. Thank you for my brother. Thank you for my brother overseas in East Africa and West Africa and Philippines and Germany and around the world. I thank you for the praying Christians in the White House who are interceding that we are turnabout. Thank you for the intercessors that we do not know crying at the end of the earth. That there be a move against darkness and sin and wickedness, and Jesus should show us we are blessed. We are blessed to cry out to God without being afraid to go to jail or being cut or killed. Let us cry out because we have a liberty for a little while, and we are blessed to have that liberty. We are blessed to have that freedom. We are blessed today.
God bless.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, in America, we take so many things for granted, you know.
Only when
the well go dry. Only when the well go dry.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, dear beloved. You sisters, you missionaries at heart and mind and vision, I'm not going to take up, you got, 19 minutes? So I was going to, but hey, I know God put something in your heart from week to week to morning, and something particular, or sometimes it's the same thing. Sometimes it's agreement thing. And so, okay. I'm gonna quit now. Well, I quit rolling. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Chief. Well, I give glory and honor to the Lord. This time to me on the broadcast is the time is limited, but the time is so precious. And I just want to thank and praise the Lord and give him all the glory and the honor. And for quite some time now, he has really laid on my heart, and I've been really trying to get in touch with a lot of people from years ago. I put it that way, and I thank and I praise the Lord. Last week I had asked for prayer for Airfield Jenkins' sister, and the Lord blessed my husband and I, and we are in Columbus. She came to Columbus to be with her sister, and the Lord blessed us to come and see if we whatever help that we could give to them. And so right now we are Columbus thanking and praising the Lord. And as the brother was saying, you know, it's just the word that he read coming out of the message was a refreshing that, you know, it's like the Lord is right there. He's right there with you, you know.
Yeah.
And you have to give him the glory and the honor when you see somebody that's down, your family is so blessed. And I just thank him and I praise him, honor and glory for him. And I thank him also because he gave me the opportunity to try to help where we could help. And I just thank and I praise God for she had been on my heart. So I found out that she was coming
God
to Columbus.
For caring that your love was reaching out to a great need, and that no barrier hinder you from the love of God being out of your heart, reaching out to a special need of people that you once were familiar with, and whether you're familiar or not familiar with, love was perfected to reach out to Sister Phil. And I know Sister Phyllis and I had, Gibson had been prayerful for our fear, and for Sister Fox, and to lift them up before the Lord. And so thank God you had the heart to reach out and see what you can do. That's great. That's wonderful.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Okay, nobody going to say anything. Okay.
I just thank the Lord.
Mess around.
I thank the Lord for being on the broadcast today, and I was just thinking about some of the words that Brother Lee was reading in the 4-8 message, and how the Lord was saying in the 7th verse, he said, "Verily I have felt after the hearts of men, and I will plead that they will hear when I call." And he's always feeling after his people. And he sent people to, to talk to them, and then he sent his word,
have us to read his word, and this day and time, we don't have an excuse not to hear the word of God, because we have the radio broadcast, have television, and different, things that God sent out to his people. And he said, if man, he'd be happy if man, would hear him, and when he plead after him, and he want us to, to seek good and hate evil, and he wants us to establish justice in the gate. He wants to do those things that are right, fair, and just before him, and he, because we are righteous people. And he also mentioned about Joseph. He said that that he would be gracious even unto Israel. You know, and Israel, we know Israel, they are the 12 tribes of Jacob, and you know that they was a scattered abroad, and you know over the face of the earth, and the Lord promised that he was going to gather them back to their different lands, and he said in Israel, he said will be gathered to this land, and the Jews will be gathered to their land, and so we see now, you know, that how God is delivering, brings his people back, you know, even like the Mexican people, you know, they are Israel, and they haven't, mm-hmm. and some people just having a fit for them, you know, they coming into the United States, but it already had been written that they are coming, and nothing, no power on earth can stop them, because God mm-hmm. spoken, and it shall be, and so they are Joseph, and he said Joseph is going to be delivered. You know, he said from their bondage and outcast, and see, he's going to bring them, and God's people, Joseph, they're in all kinds of bondage, alcohol, drugs, and different things like that, and deep in different kinds of sins and stuff. And so the Lord said he's going to bring them out. And so we see mm-hmm. that God is bringing them out through the gospel, you know, every day. And, you know, he also mentioned, I think it's the 84th message, I think it's like the 10th verse, and he said, Joseph must come to understanding. And see, Joseph must come to the understanding of who they are, what their purpose is, why have they, you know, been rejected so many, you know, years, why were you in slavery, different, you know, things like that. And so God said that he's gonna bring them to the knowledge of the truth, and that they can know who they are.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Amen. Amen. The gathering of Israel is very important in the plan of God's chosen people. And to know America being a nation who was founded, established, and full of the seed of Joseph. And America is Joseph. America is Manasseh. And England is considered Ephraim. Ephraim settled there. Mm-hmm. Manasseh, what mm-hmm. we call American Indian, mixed with many other people, are American. Mm-hmm. That's why mm-hmm. he says the colored people and Indians, many of them are the seed of Joseph. And this land is where we're supposed to be. And a lot of people say, well, let's go back to Africa. No, this is my land right here. This is my earth right here.
That's right.
God gave me this land. And so people can't get on there and say, well, this land brought to a European. No, baby. Hold on here. Let's go look at the covenant of God. This is where I'm supposed to be. I'm of Joseph. I'm a colored person who have African descent, but this is my inheritance, my land.
Amen. So, right now.
And I don't want to get started on that. And people telling me to go back somewhere. No, you go back where you go back somewhere. I hear people making unintelligent.
Mm-hmm.
This is our land. Well, we're going to see when God gets through gathering, this is going to be the land of the righteous. Okay.
Amen.
And God with Zion and peace and the wicked won't be there no matter what color you are. So
that's right.
And I guess I'm going to personally think that color is going prove you with God. Color is not going to prove you in that day.
That's right.
It has nothing to do with
that's
righteousness,
right.
Not color. So the devil
right.
got hung up on this racial stuff, thinking we're better, superior. This is my land. Oh, this goes called the Zah. Well, the Lord's going to divide the sheep from the goat, and the righteous from the unrighteous, and the wicked
right.
from the godless. So I am called as a black people who have African descent. Also, I'm of Israel. And I'm not confused anymore who I am spiritually and destiny. I'm of Joseph because the Lord ordained it. I'm not being prideful. I'm being understanding. I come to understanding.
Amen.
And American Indians have been mistreated so bad, America needs to repent what the hallows have done, because we are Joseph also by calling and by blood and ethnic group. We are Joseph, and we have to come to righteousness and faith in Christ to be our spiritual inheritance, our eternal heaven, when we come and name Jesus. Then we come to understand that we are Joseph. And so we don't have to be all those names they call different people. They talk about the enemy, mistreat them, the blacks, and different groups. We're going to find out that many of these people are come to know Christ and their heritage as the seed of Joseph. Well, thank God for that.
Thank you.
I don't have to tell my children all these degrading names while we were in slavery. God's going to bring us to understanding why he permitted us to be in slavery. A lot of people are confused about that, why the Lord permit us to be in slavery. Well, I'm going to put it this way. Why did he cause the ancient Israelites to be in slavery for 430 years?
Amen.
When you ask that question, then you can ask this question, why were the black people were put in slavery? Well, go back and see why Israel in Egypt, and Egypt is a black nation. African nation. Put it this way so you don't get all absurd. It's an African nation.
That's true.
I don't care how you try to whiten it up. See, God ain't. He knows the bloodline. God distinguishes us by blood, not by color.
That's right now. That's right.
See, the lineage and ethnic of people is determined by their blood and their faith. Two ways, through their bloodline and through their faith. That's why the blood is so important.
The blood.
And why Jesus' bloodline was Israel. And he had to come through the bloodline of Judah and David and Israel in order to be in the right bloodline to die, to be eligible to die for the sins of the world. Because that was the promise. So we're blessed. And I look at myself, and because of Christ, the Redeemer, I call myself blessed. And I call my heritage, my history that I started with, the Lord has brought me to this blessing through slavery, just like he brought Egypt, Israel, back out of bondage to possess, Remember this, beloved. The last is going to be the first, and the first is going to be the last.
That's about
Okay.
All right. So tell your children, don't look down on themselves. God got a better plan, purpose for you, and it's beyond your color. It's beyond your color. Thank you, Jesus. Now, who's our sister waiting for? We got, I'm going to use all your time, sister. Yeah, you still got 5 minutes. Sister Helen?
Sister Helen not on, brother.
Okay. All right. But tell you what, tomorrow I'm going to give you a hint of what we're going to be studying, and you can kind of look into it. I'm going to write quickly. You can write this down, or you can record it or whatever. How the key to maintain your freedom and obtain your freedom, how do we maintain our freedom and keep our freedom? Number one. Develop a consistent prayer life. Number two, read the Bible in all three books, study them, and meditate day and night. Number three, cultivate a daily life of praise and worship. And be faithful in assembling yourself in the house of the Lord. And hearing the word of God. Now the other key is continue to live a life of forgiveness for yourself and others. The next one, actively resist the devil. Next one, separate yourself from people, places, and things that will hinder your relationship with God. However, live a pure and holy life. Support a faith system with other believers. Stop thinking you are superior to other believers. For know you are of the same spirit and the sword Lord and the same Redeemer has redeemed us all. Then, the last one, do self-deliverance on your own life and on your own need. Okay. We'll be looking at some of these things about freedom and keeping and maintaining our freedom. And America will take need to find out what's going to set her free as a nation. Okay, then. I hope everyone, and I want to leave this prayer with all my sisters who are now in Ukraine and Russia. I got some Christian believers in Russia. And whether you're Christian or not, we still love you. Whether you are Christian or not, we still care about you. Whether you come to knowledge of Christ, we love the Jews, even though they're rich. They don't have to accept Jesus Messiah. We love you, too. We love the Israel people who are serving Islam. We still love you and reaching out to you, women that are in bondage. Many of you are looking for freedom. And so we'll know those people in Ethiopia. We love the all our African brothers and all of our Chinese. We're reaching out to the women in particular in Syria, who are going through difficult times, Sudan, who are starving to death. We reach out our hands. And our prayers to all of our sisters and missionaries and all the women and mothers, Lord, we lift up our hands, lift up our faith, and our concern deeply for the crying, moaning women today in Ukraine and Syria and Sudan.
Amen.
Let us bless them and send a healing, send a word to them that bring deliverance through Jesus Christ is our prayer.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget, we have another broadcast tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement then. So once again, for Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate with Sister Anderson. This is Sister Dickens. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you. In Jesus' name.
Hello.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Tomorrow
amen.
Night.
God bless. All right.